After Party, written and read by Dean Brown. To whom then am I addressed? To the imagination. William Carlos Williams. Aide Memoir. A goat has been following me for hours. There is a sign hung around his neck that reads, "Never forget." That's not very original, I think, but I'll see where it leads. "I have no grow for you, goat," I say, and clap my hands, say, "Go." His goat eye asks if I am half cracked. "Grand," I say, and keep walking. He follows at a discreet distance, beard jigging crooked as he jaws blankly at some grass he cropped years ago, I suppose. What am I meant to remember? Leaves are smeared on the street, a salad of dragged newspaper. Nobody appears to notice what is following me. I detour into a dive bar, roll a cigarette, drink a double whiskey, and try to decide where, if anywhere, all this might connect. Goat stands by the door, "Never forget," dripping to the tiles. I watch wet leaves fibrillate outside the window. Think of the small, delicate feather on this morning's egg. Leaf, light, leaf, light. Quick silverfish glimpses of a freedom that spooks on approach. The goat chews on, relentless. I mash my cigarette, touch my ear, and it comes off. Shadowbox. So this is the after party our cherished stuff attends when we're gone. A drafty, sunless place. The hours you lose in this carnival of corners and not clock what you're after. But you know, between such linty chintz and shadows, it will suggest itself. You inhale fathers of tobacco smoke from suede. Your foot snags on a dress as though it pleaded. It might have been stitched by a miniaturist from stray histories quilting waste ground. The piled strata of vinyl, the defaced sleeves, composing ring on ring, a family tree of sorts. Not heaven, this whistling vacuum in space. Lives shunted to the side, a price tag in biro. Suspended here in its top-heavy, lopsided geometry, a walk-in shadow box. The platoon of gooseneck lamps at oblique angles. The poignancy of a hedgehog posed in brass. A bald doll looking down from its circle, one eye turned back into the skull, fixed on the future. Yours. Rachel's coat inside out. It's floating on a wire hanger now, from the lowest branch in a corner of the forest. You unhook it, thumbs worrying stitches for what you missed last time in the dark, shifty material lining the interior. The slit left by a torn away button burns, the nervous designs of moths flickering in and out at the collar. Your dreams make all kinds of no sense. Locked cabinets with cobwebs across the wobbly glass knobs. Rachel adjusts on her nothing shoulders the winter coat she'd have worn. The stitching so gone in the pockets, her hands believe they're bottomless. She could keep a rat in one, the teeth, the pink loop of tail, brush against us this close, and who would even know what she carried there? Scuttle. I'm somewhere I shouldn't be. 8, allergic to dust, asthmatic, stigmatic with mystery rashes, balanced tiptoe on a stack of peat briquettes wound in butcher's twine. Fingers smutty